101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay. Let's talk Hygge. Hygge. It's okay. Spelled H-Y-G-G-E, and it's a Danish word, and it's used when acknowledging a feeling or a moment. And you can be by yourself, or you can be with friends or family. You can be at home. You can be out. It can be ordinary. It can be extraordinary, as long as it is cozy, charming, and special. This is like a practice. It's not, there's not like a, oh, I'm going to start living a Hygge life, or I'm not going to make a Hygge living room so that it's all fitting for me. They're not going to buy Hygge meals. It's not about purchasing anything. It's not about subscribing to a plan. It's just taking a moment to appreciate little things in life that make you happy. It's more of a feeling than anything. And apparently they do it over in Sweden because it's dark a lot of the time of the year and it's snowy. And so they need to find joy in little places.
Like, we have desperately got to root out joy somehow.
It's for real. Like a candle with a cup of like delicious hot chocolate next to it, that could be considered Hygge because it brings you a small moment of joy. So experts are recommending you practice this in your relationship using receptive listening, empathy, self-awareness, because in the moment, if you're having like a really just, it feels good, that's when you realize what's going on and you just appreciate it for what it is. And apparently it's counterintuitive for Americans because we don't really put an emphasis on being happy in our day-to-day life. We put an emphasis on how many, you know, hours did I get in the gym? How long did I stay at work today? How much stuff do I own? That's not what it should be about. That's why we have a trouble with this, and there's no word in the English language for it. But in Danish, it's Hygge, and it means appreciating the feeling of those little everyday moments that bring you joy or happiness or coziness.
So how do we do this? I mean, is it something that we put on Instagram, that we put on our story, and we're like, I'm feeling grateful for this moment?
It gets a lot of likes and stuff, no, and so we feel good.
I feel like that's probably counter.
Missing the point.
Intuitive. I mean, I assume you could probably put something on Instagram that would show what you feel. Like I said, like let's use the candle and the cup of hot cocoa as an example. So that you could put that on your Insta story and just be like, feeling peaceful in this moment. You're not doing it for the likes. You're doing it to share what just brought you joy. I mean, obviously some people are going to do it for the likes and they're not doing it for the right reason, but it's sort of like coziness, charm. What are some other words I'm seeing here? Security, comfort, reassurance, simpleness.
No, this is kinship. Perfect. I mean, I think for no matter what stage of life that you're in, I mean, whether you're, you know, Scott, who's in college, about to graduate, or you're Ryan, who's sort of in a transition in his late 20s, or us, Holly, who are, you know, we are establishing our careers, but trying to find out how do we keep it going.
Right, right.
You know, you're always looking for that time where you can do that. So I think this is perfect, and you should put this on your Insta story and share it with other people to spread it. I think this is perfect.
Yeah, and I will say I feel like after I read this, I was like, I feel like I'm pretty good at this, because the first time I noticed it was when I was getting ready to graduate college, actually, and we had a house with four of us, and we'd go to the bar, and then we'd like come back and, you know, get 99-cent spicy chicken sandwiches from Hardee's, and they would all go to bed, and I would sit out on the front porch, silent, look up at the sky, and be like, this is perfect. I love what's happening in my life right now. And it was a quiet moment just by myself. I don't know, it was like the quietness of the evening and the spicy chicken sandwich.
And the alcohol.
And it was just so nice. And so I think that's what it would be to describe Hygge. And it's spelled H-Y-G-G-E.
You know what? After we do this, we're going to put a little post up on the Miguel and Holly Instagram. Just if you're like, wait a minute, what was it? How do I do it? And we'll explain it all on there on the Miguel and Holly Instagram.
I'm glad you said that. I have a little explainer about it that I sent to Scotty so he can
post it. Perfect. Let's put that up.
All right. And finally, also want to do a really quick Tampa Bay train wreck because I just ran across this. There is a married couple arrested Tuesday morning in Northport. So this is right here in Tampa Bay. For performing dentistry services without a license in their garage. I'm not even going to make you guess anything. I'm just telling you, this is a Tampa Bay train wreck. These people were practicing dentistry without a license for years. I guess they were doing it on like people who couldn't speak English very well.
Oh, no.
Or didn't have insurance or whatever.
It's cheap.
Yeah, yeah. The police went like it did a sting operation. So they were like, you know, $100 for a cleaning just under the table.
Wait. Put a little numbing stuff on there and grab the pliers.
Like, why do I feel like, Ryan, you would love this? Like, Ryan is the cheapest person on the show. He probably has the biggest savings account out of all of us.
Well, that's why.
But he's the cheapest person, and this is something you would do, and you have health insurance.
Yeah. I mean, look, I went to the dentist, and they put, like, this numbing stuff on you. And they just rub it. They just rub it on your gums. That's it.
What did
it's
you
like
have
so
done?
Easy. Like I could have done it at home
okay,
myself.
No.
What did they?
No.
What did
no
they
wait. Wait. Holly. Wait. Hold on. No. You don't even need to explain anything, Ryan. It takes a degree and lots of practice to do that.
I mean, they were doing crowns and braces and how did they do the braces?
I have no clue.
I mean, maybe the guy was like kind of learned in dentistry, but like.
Just don't do it. Don't go there.
Thanks a lot, Tampa Bay, putting us on that list again. All right, that's what's trending with Miguel and Holly.
All right, it is 7:35. Don't forget, you're listening for Justin Bieber, DJ Khaled. I'm the One as the hot song of the day where you can get $500. And we're going to play that between 8:15 and 8:30. Now, I mean to say this in the nicest way possible, but poor Blake is coming off as a sad sack.
Oh.
I'm feeling really bad. He messaged us and said he met Rachel on Match. They had a week of amazing conversations.
Okay.
They were supposed to go out this weekend, and she never showed up. And he's devastated.
Oh, man.
We got to find out what happened. We'll do it Blown Off at 7:45.
Hot 101.5.